Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm very happy to be. Thank you. Thank you. That's me, my prayer. My prayer. Only one prayer. My son and daughter should become fathers and mothers. This is my prayer, God. My children should never be lonely. My children should never leave my home. Leave my God. This is my prayer. This is my prayer. My children should never leave my God. My children should walk with my God. That's all. Jesus. Who can give God to my children? It's only me. Not anyone else. I'm ready. I want to release my father's love to my children. My mother's love to my children. Jesus. This is my prayer. Raise up my next generation to walk with you. Thank you, Jesus. This morning, my God is speaking to you. I know some of you here. This is what you say. I never seen the real Father's love in my life. And even in my marriage, lot of struggle. Even separation in my marriage. And now my children, I'm so worried. Are you the one? You say I'm divorced, I'm separated. Even I've never seen my love in my life all the time. Sacrifice, pain. That's all. Are you the one? But today God says you'll never lose your children. They are my children. What happened to you will not happen to your children. Because now the time has come. I'm going to heal you, heal your family, your generation. I'm going to heal your family. I know there are a few people you feel that. Today your prayer is your children. Your marriage should never affect your children because you are going through the process of a separation, pain, struggle in the marriage, in the family. But today God says, I will heal you, my daughter, my son. I will heal you completely. Don't worry. Something is going to happen. Your son, your daughter will have a very good marriage. They love me. Even I'm going to release generation blessing. Children to children, generation to generation. They will be completely healed. They will be removed from the broken, all the curses. You will see that. Thank you, Father. Thank you for speaking up today. I see most of the people seeking your Father. They just receive the heart of the Father, the love of the Mother, to be a spiritual parents. The time has come. Release your children to God because they belong to God. He is the Father. Now today you are a spiritual father, spiritual mother to your children. It's God. It's the time for God. He will take care of your children. Release. What you pray is going to happen. Thank you. What you pray is going to happen. Thank you, Father. Today what you are asking is going to happen. Thank you. You are asking God for a big money. You are asking, not asking for a high education. I know. God, you know you will give everything. But today you cannot give something. But God can give. Your child will raise up as a godly generation. Yes. Yes. I tell you today, it's going to happen. Godly generation. Coming through your family, your generation is going to happen. Thank you, Jesus. What you have been struggling is to not go into the lives of your children. They will rise up. They will become leaders. Thank you, leaders. Thank you, Father. Father, we pray. We release our children, Father. Thank you. We pray. We take back our children, Father. What you have given to us, we take back it to our children, Father. The call and the position, the anointing given to our children, the Satan has taken away. And they are going out, Father, from the family, from the church and God, your presence. But today we take back in the name of Jesus. We declare today, we take back in the name of Jesus. We are so today, so anointed to take back the power of God from our generation, Father. Satan has taken away. Even the schools and the colleges has taken away. Even the companionship has taken away. But today, we stand in the name of Jesus. We have the authority. Take back everything given to us. God, we take back to our children, God. We will take back and give it to a God. We will take back. We have an authority because we love you. We stand in front of you. We have the authority for our children, God. You have given an authority to my children, God. And I will take back that authority and declare my children, God. My son and my daughter belong to God, not for the Satan, not for this world, not this kind of friendship. I break this friendship in the name of Jesus. My children will have a godly friendship. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Even I see some people, you have such a big problem. Your children are not going the right friendship. Your son is not just going the right person. Your daughter is not going with the right person. Today, God is speaking, those children will be completely be free in the name of Jesus. And they will be connected with the right person. Receive this message. I know somebody is really crying inside. My son, my daughter is going with the wrong friendship. Yes, he's going to. You are not able to talk. You are not able to cut off. But today, I tell you, your cry is in the presence of God, in the throne of God, shaking, and God is going to release your children completely, and your children are going to come into God's presence, receiving you, declare it. I have the power and authority. I have a power and authority. My son will come back. My daughter will come back, because I have the anointing of Hannah, because when I conceived, I told God, if you give me the child, I will give it back to you, God. And today I declare again, if somebody say, I'm losing my son, I'm losing my daughter, going with the wrong friendship, raise up your hand and say, I declare, I have the power, I take back my son, I take back my daughter, I have the authority, I have a power, and I will take back it in the name of Jesus. I will never lose my son, I will never lose my daughter, I will take back again. I know God is going to do. I cannot talk, I cannot do, I cannot speak, but my God is going to do, because I have the authority. I have the authority in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I know something is going to happen. I tell you, this year, your son is going to come back. Your daughter is going to come back and tell you, Mom, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so confused. I'm sorry. Your son will come back. Your daughter will come back and say, I'm sorry. I want to come to the Lord. I want to come to the Lord. I tell you, this is going to happen in the name of Jesus. But I will declare, I'm not going to say one word, I'm going to declare, my son, you belong to God. My daughter, you belong to God. You cannot walk with these kind of people. Today, I claim you back to God in the name of Jesus. I claim back my children. I claim back my grandchildren in the name of Jesus. It's coming back. They are coming back. They are coming back in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. 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 You see, you don't want to say amen. Amen. Don't say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It's coming. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. You have to declare.
Amen.
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 Don't cry, but you have to declare. Many parents, they cry all the time. It's okay, no problem. You can cry, no problem. But you declare. Because God has given you commandment. God has given you authority over your children. When God says, you are a father, you are a mother, but I tell you are a spiritual parent. You have an authority. You are not just a biological, but you are a spiritual parent. You can command in the name of Jesus. When your children go, when children leave, they don't come to God, you have an authority. You have the power. Every day you have to declare.
Amen.
Amen? That is the reason I come to your church. This church, many parents, I tell you, when they come, they got big problems.
problem. The problem is not finance, it's not a job, it's not a position, it's not a business, it's not even ministry. The biggest problem that people come here, they have a family problem, they have marriage problem, they have a children problem. Most of the mothers and fathers come, they have the problem with the children. But I tell you, if you come here and cry to the Lord, you can see the complete freedom.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. I see that. Yeah, these days, you know, I'm very happy. You know, God is calling us today. I'm very happy. You know, God called us to open children's house of prayer, Sikap, in different nations. It's amazing, amazing. I see many countries are coming. I'm in the ministry for 45 years, full-time ministry. 45 years. But I tell you that the last 2 years, God is answering my prayer. Because if you want to see the fire, if you want to see the kingdom to be really expanded, only one way is a prayer. The fire of prayer. Number two, the fire of love. Pray, love. Love, pray. That's all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amazingly, these 2 years I'm seeing a lot of people, the churches, the pastors, the ministers, even the parents, they're hunger for God. They're hunger for the next generation. It's a hunger for prayer, seeking God. Many, many churches. Today, you know, 100 million people are praying today. You know that? Can you believe it? That was my prayer. I was praying for 1 million people to pray. But today, you know, people pray. Have you heard my people, call from Kansas City for 100 million people to pray, and people are praying today? You know that? 100 million people pray for Israel and for the young generation. Come on, clap your hands and thank God. Praise God. God wants the churches to be a praying generation. This is a praying church. But today I'm just praying that the fathers and mothers start praying for children. And fathers and mothers will be walking with the children, the young generation. And they receive the fire of prayer. And I tell you these days, and we have many, many, my daughter was very easy, 12 or 15 orphanages. But I tell you last week, even from one nation, even from Indonesia, one nation, 15 orphanages joined with me. They joined. They opened the children's house of prayer, 15 orphanages in one country. They said, we want prayer. We don't want your money. We want your prayer. We want our children to cry out to God. And you know, the main thing the children house of prayer is not for a blessing. It's not only for a healing. It's not only for miracles. But the call is to cry out for the revival in my country, God. Revival in China, God. Revival in America, God. Revival in Angola, God. That is a prayer. But today I tell you, so many children, young people, they open their hearts. It's a time of Pentecost. It's a time, it's outpour of the Holy Spirit. The young generation start praying. Churches start praying. This is my prayer. Last time I said, go for 100 is prayer. That's why I see so many people sitting here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. The more you pray, you can see more power.
Amen.
Amen. It's the time. I see that, you know, today is the day of Pentecost. Very important day. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Something is going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Something is going to happen in this church. Amen.
Amen.
This church will no more be saved. Amen.
Amen.
You are going to see the fire. Amen.
Amen.
You know, this morning, God, I was asking God for a message. You know what God gave me? Isaiah chapter 6.
Yeah, hallelujah.
And you exactly today. Amazing. That's exactly what I was receiving in Isaiah chapter 6. And the pastor exactly saying, somebody said, give the song Isaiah 6. Fire.
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 Come on, say fire.
Fire.
Come on, say fire.
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 You are going to see the fire.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a time of fire. The fire is from one person to another person. But the fire is coming from the Holy Throne.
Amen.
Amen. If the fire comes from me, it will die out. But if the fire comes from the Lord, it will keep on, it will keep on, keep on, it will keep on, touching one person, touching one family, touching one community, touching one nation, and then touching the nation and touching the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So God is releasing His fire to one person. One person. God is not looking for 100,000 people. So I'm very happy to come to all these small church. I love to come to small church. Many times pastors say, oh, my church, I have only 10 people. I said, last week, you know, I was going to have a big church. But the Holy Spirit told me, morning, no. First call this pastor. Because the Indian church is a big church. Don't go to Indian church. Go to the Chinese church. Because the Indian church, the church is so firm and famous. So God said, no. You tell your driver, turn and go to this church. I said, okay, Lord, this happens to me all the time. I told her, Pastor, you told me the map, go here, but today you told me to go to Salimir, now you told me to Cupertino. Pastor, what happened? I said, nothing happened. This is God. Go ahead. When they went, you know how many people there? 5 people.
Wow.
5 people? And the people and the pastor saw me so excited, but little embarrassed. You are a famous preacher, but my church is only 5 people, all empty seats. I love it. I love the empty seats. Say amen.
Amen.
If you need fire, you need empty chair. Amen. Amen. Empty chairs needs fire. Amen. That means God is bringing new people, new anointing, not old worship, no old anointing. It's a fresh anointing. Say amen. I love, you know, David Yankee Cho in Korea. Every time I go there, I always want to just look at him. That's nothing else. You know, I was so blessed, even my, you know, inheritance. I'm talking today about the inheritance. Even, you know, David Yankee Cho, how many of you know the Korean, the larger church, David Yankee Cho, but he passed away now. You know, yeah, that is one of my spiritual fathers, you know. And then, one of the things, when he passed away, the last day, when he retired, the last day, you know what he did? I was so honored. He took my son and daughter and put the hand around him. I was so honored. Such a big man. And then the people, you know, the people waiting in the stadium, millions of people sitting there, millions, they come, and they touch my son and daughter and put the hand. Even my friends very close, the leader said, how can David Yankee Cho only put your hand on your son and daughter? Inheritance. I thank God. Wow. Releasing anointing from man of God to the next generation. That is my joy. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
You know what joy? You know what? I just was so excited about him. You know, in the beginning, he had only 50 people. When he started the church, 50 people. And then he told the people, he's a man of prayer. I tell you, when he started the ministry, he started the 1 hour prayer. When the church starts growing and growing, one of the largest church, then he moved to 2 hours prayer. Then he moved to 3 hours prayer. 4 hours. Wow! He said, the more my ministry becomes bigger and bigger, that means I have to increase my prayer time. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. That is a power. That is a problem. If you want to see your church growing, your family growing, your business growing, I want to tell you, increase your prayer power.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
You know what he did? He had only 50 people, but he told the people, come on, get 450 more, and then we will have 50 chairs in the church for the next meeting. And the people said, oh, we have only 50, we can have 50 more. Why, pastor said 500? He said 500. You know what happened? Within 2 months, 500 people.
Wow.
You know what he said? He began to preach. He began to preach not to the people. He began to preach to the empty chair. You receive. He looked at the empty chair. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. You are saved. You are healed. You comfort. Crazy man looking at the empty chair and praying over the empty chair and said, receive the healing. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. Be saved in the name of Jesus. Empty chair. Empty chair, be saved. That is the power of prayer. Believe that you have and you will have it. Say amen.
Amen.
When you pray, believe you have and you will have it. This man is not looking at the empty chair. He is looking somebody sitting, broken, divorced, separated, going for suicide. Receive the healing. Be saved in the name of Jesus. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. That is a power.
Amen.
That is a prayer. That man has a faith, prayer, faith. And he declared, you know what happened? There are 500. Next time he told them, we will have a 5,000 chairs. Our prayer, our faith, 500, Lord, give me 501. Or more. Or maybe 10 people. Or you know, he said, come on, let's have a 5,000 church. Wow. And people say, Pastor, this is too much. But he said, no. And they got 5,000 chairs. But people were 500. But you know, again, what he did, he went to 4,500 empty chairs, began to preach again. Come on, in the name of Jesus, get up, walk, get up, walk. In the name of Jesus, cancer, tumor. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Wow, 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 wow. Heal. You know what happened? The people sitting in the front, the tumor were healed. Come on, clap hands. When he was preaching on the empty chairs and the people sitting in the front, they were healed by the tumor.
Wow.
When you preach somewhere, the people somewhere like a Samaritan, the centurion, you see Matthew chapter 8, he started, he said, one word. Lord, just give one word, my servant will be healed. It will happen. When you pray, that's what, you know, Jeremiah chapter 33 says, call unto me, I will answer you, I will show you great and mighty things which you cannot understand. It will happen. When you pray, it will happen. That is the power of prayer. And he started 5,000 and it came 5,000. And then, you know, next what he said, you think it's 10,000? Can you tell me how much next prayer? Can you tell me? When he declared, you know how much could be? They have 5,000, now the next. Exactly. He said 50,000 church. Wow! That means 45,000 empty church. Can you believe it? That is a pray over the empty church. Pray over the empty jars. Don't pray over the jars who have something little more. No, empty jars. Empty broken with the dry bones. Pray over the dry bones. I see so many people empty, dry. Come on, raise up your hand and say, yes, something is going to happen. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
I'm empty. Amen. I am dry, amen. But something is going to happen, amen. It's going to be overflow, amen. Not just filling, but overflowing. It's abundance, amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a fire. The man is such a fire. One person. 8 million people, now 12 million people in Korea in the church. But today, because of one man had a fire. God needs one person. In every family, one person. In every church, one person is enough. This one person can impact 10 people.
Amen.
These 10 people can impact 100 people. God is calling you to receive the power, the anointing, the fire of prayer. But I tell you, the fire cannot contain with one person. You will touch one more person. This week, you will touch one more person. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
This week you will receive one more person. Your anointing, your power will pass on to somebody else. Say amen. When I preach, the fire comes to you, but the fire is not for one person. The fire is for one more person. Say amen.
Amen.
Raise up your hand. Say well, amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Amen. One more person. Amen.
Amen.
That person will touch 10 persons. Say amen.
Amen.
Not you, but somebody will touch 10 persons. Say amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. If you have the fire, I tell you, your church will grow. Praying church, the fire will grow.
Amen.
That is the power. When you start worshiping, it's the power. It will touch the people and heal them completely. That's what Isaiah chapter 6 says. Not just praying, not just flag, not dancing, but I see the anointing. I'm so happy for you, church. First time I came, I felt like, what is this church? Lord, why you brought me here? Now I'm very happy. I'm sorry. Yeah, so that's the anointing. God always takes me to the dry bone church. Ezekiel Valley. So I'm so happy. Your church was there when I came. It was the Ezekiel Valley. But today, I see the people. Your worship is so different.
Yes.
Even when people start worshiping, I saw the healing taking place.
Yes.
I see the forgiveness taking place. Some people think, why they are crying? Something is happening. Fire. It's fire. It's fire. I see the fire here. The presence of God is a fire. That's what Isaiah chapter 6 says. When it was the holy throne, you know, when they start, Caribbean start worshipping, shaken. The Bible says, the door of the heaven, well, the throne was shaken. Isaiah chapter 6. I want to read that. You see, it is not just something happening, angel coming, or some mission happening. That's not the thing. Many people think, well, I want to have a vision, I have an encounter with God, that's all good. But it's not just seeing and enjoying, I had a very good dream, I had a good time with God. No, shaken. The Bible says shaken, completely shaken, amen. Thank you, Holy Isaiah chapter 6, you can see that. Please. Okay, no problem. Isaiah chapter 6, you can see that. You know what's happening? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah chapter 6, it says, right, verse 6. It says, then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand like coal, which he had taken with the tongues from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged. That is the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the power of fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. But I tell you, what did happen, the fire, chapter 6, verse 1, he said, in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, with 2 he covered his feet, and with he flew. And one cried to another, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. That is called the power. That is called the fire. The fire, fire of holiness. In all the word that you release in your prayer, one word always shaking the holy throne is holy. 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 That is the prime word. When the angels begin to say that word, very important word, if you really want to shake the holy throne of God, always declare, just close your eyes or fall down on the floor and always say, this is what I say in the revivals. I see in all of the, even Asbury revival, or Pensacola revival, you see in all the revivals, one thing, if you go there, you watch, one thing, all the people, especially young people, they always cry, or fall down, and shout, you know one thing? Holy. 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 Whenever the song, or somebody says holy, or whole person, everybody, I could see that they cry. You know what? When the holy presence come, shaken, somebody shaken, some chain is broken, the stronghold completely loosed out. It's the holy. When the presence, God's presence is holy, when it comes down, shaken, curses shaken. Your stronghold shaken. All the hurts shaken. The spirit of orphan shaken. The spirit of suicide shaken. The spirit of losses is shaken. Right now it's shaken. Right now it is shaken. It is the word right now is coming upon you. Even if you have a stronghold right now, I see it shaken. You have a negative spirit, it is shaken. You have a pessimistic attitude, it is shaken. You feel that you have to go for suicide, it is shaken. You feel you are alone, it is shaken. Because holy, 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 your God is holy. His presence is holy. Your body is holy. Your hand is holy. Your tongue is holy. Your lips is holy. Your worship is holy. And shaken. Somebody is healed right now. Somebody is delivered right now. I don't know who is that person. But when you say holy, I see something happen in your abdomen. Healing. In your abdomen, you are healing. In your abdomen, I see somebody is healed right now. You're healed in abdomen. The doctor said, your problem is in abdomen. But today you are healed. You are healed. You get up. You have a problem in your abdomen. You know that? Yes. You have a problem. And God is healing you today. I see the power of Holy presence coming upon you. It's not only here, it's completely from here. So you are not able to even speak out. But today, you will speak out. Your voice will be just like a trumpet. God is going to release you. But it's coming from your abdomen. God is healing you in the name of Jesus. Shaken, healed, delivered. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 That is the power, isn't it? Amen. That is the power. The door, the next verse 4 says, and the bars of the door were shaken, and by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. This place is filled with the smoke. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I tell you, this coming day, two things you will see there. There will be a smoke here, and there will be a rainbow outside.
Amen.
Come on, amen. Amen. All the church people, can you see? I want to see your hand. The church people. I tell you, you will see two things. There will be smoke here, there will be rainbow here. There will be smoke here, there will be rainbow here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That means He's holy. He's holy. He's holy. His presence is holy. This place is holy. Moses, the place where you're standing is the holy ground. Remove your sandal. Be healed. Be healed. No more curse. Be healed. No more guilt. No more guilt from your past. You are healed. You are no more a criminal. You are healed. You are free. That is the power. That is the power of holiness. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are healed in your womb. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you are born 3 months baby, you had a problem, but you are healed. Most of 3 months baby, you are a fatherless generation, homeless generation. You are healed. You are healed. The place where you are standing is a holy ground. The place where you are standing is a holy ground. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And thank you. When you are 40, you heal somebody. You kill an Egyptian and you have a gift and now you are healed. Now you are healed. Don't curse yourself. Don't blame yourself. You are healed because I love you. My fire is upon you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Whatever happened in your early childhood, I'm healing you. I'm delivering you. You are healed. You are healed. In your childhood, something happened. But today, I'm healing you. I said the Holy Spirit is completely healed. In Jesus' name, somebody is healed. Somebody is healed. In your early childhood, you are completely healed. You don't know what happened. But the Holy Spirit says, when you are small, something happened to your mom. And today you are healed. You are healed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 You know, sister, you know why you came from Los Angeles? It's the time to you have to pray for your mom. Ask God for forgiveness. Your mom went through pain, agony. Your mom even said, I don't want this child because anxiety, depression, so big problem. I want to have a child, maybe after 2 years, 3 years. But God said, no, this is my child. This is the right time. God is asking you to pray for your mom. Ask for forgiveness, for rejection, because she was rejected in your family. And God wants to heal your mom because of you. Because from the childhood, you were carrying that pain. You every time you say, I have a pain. Why, Lord, is it my problem? No, no. You know who you are. But it's coming from your mom. Your mom, when you were a small child, from a 3 months baby to 3 years old, she suffered a lot. You go and ask your mom, she will tell you. 3 months baby to 3 years old, she suffered a lot because of you. But today God is calling you. What will happen? Lord, forgive my mom. Heal my mom. Bless my mom. Restore her anointing back, Lord. And today, I'm a praying child. I love you. I have a fire. But first, you should go back to my mom. Heal her completely. And my whole family should have the same anointing. I tell you, your marriage will be a blessing. Your child will have a fire. Your child will have a new anointing. You always, when you came for that. You came for the healing. Because you know what's going on in the family, struggling a lot. He said, I cannot do anything more. Even your friends call you, come for conference. You say, I don't want to come for conference. But I will come for Pastor Anton's meeting, you say. I don't want to come for conference. But I want to come for this meeting. God will speak to me. You say it. You say it. I don't want conference anymore, you know. Because there's too much struggle going on in me. Even I want to run away from my family. Even I don't want God. I love Him so much. I give everything to God. Why this happened? I tell you, this is not your problem. Many of the mothers, they are having a problem like you. But today, God is not only healing you. Many of the mothers sitting here, God is healing you. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, receive the forgiveness. And today God is releasing you. Your marriage will be a blessing. Your marriage will be a blessing. Your children will be a blessing. I release the generation blessing upon you. I see the healing coming in your womb right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Father, she has a struggle in her womb, Father. Even she has a digestion problem. She's not able to eat properly, God, these days. Today I pray in the name of Jesus. Emotionally, you are totally healed. It's not your problem, generation problem. You are totally healed and delivered in the name of Jesus. And the children will never have a problem like you. In the name of Jesus, you receive the holy fire. You receive the holy fire. Declare, my family belongs to God. My generation belongs to God. I receive back the authority because you are a praying woman, but the last 1 year you lost the power. You lost the anointing. But today, receive the anointing one more time. You receive back the power one more time. In the name of Jesus, you have the authority, you have the power, you will declare, and people will be healed, your children, your generation will be healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say amen. Say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it's not good to go for a big conference, but to come for a small person like me, right?
Yes.
Yes, Pastor? Alan? Yeah. Many times God always, you know, is doing big great things in a small place with a small people. Yeah. Also you can do with a big people, big conference like, but also many times God always do great things always in small place with a small people. Thank you, God. Door was shaken because of the fire. And then immediately, then it was shaken. Prayer always shaking the holy throne of God.
Amen.
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 Don't simply say, yes, Lord, dear, thank you, hallelujah, amen, thank you, Jesus, amen, and we love you, Jesus, amen, I worship you, Jesus. No way. Okay, no problem. No problem. I tell you, when you just come before God, it's easy, like Luke chapter 11, that man was coming and knocking and knocking. He said, oh, please don't disturb me. Don't disturb me, I'm sleeping. My children are sleeping. My people, my whole family, don't disturb me. I tell you, prayer is disturbing God.
Yes.
Holy throne. Amen. You have to disturb God, that's called prayer.
Amen.
You say, amen, hallelujah, amen, hallelujah. That's the comfort zone prayer. You have to shake God.
Amen.
If you want to shake God, cry out. Cry from your heart. I don't care about anyone, God. I want you to come one day. You know how I believe the Holy Spirit? I'm from the Catholic Church, so we don't, you know. We are very conservative. Even when you say, Holy Spirit, get out. You know, that's me. I say, Holy Spirit, get out. Don't talk. You know, one day, like, you know, I have lots of stories, okay? You love stories, right?
Yeah.
But I tell you, your story one day will become a history. Story will become a history. Today, your story is very sad. But that will become a history for somebody to raise up. Say amen.
Amen.
It is not a sad story. That is what we see in Luke chapter 24. When the two disciples walking with Jesus, they began to leave Jerusalem, going back to their own place. And then the Bible says they were talking sad story. And one person came and began to ask them, what are you talking all this? I'm watching 7 miles from Jerusalem to Bethany. 7 miles. They're going back. And he said, Emmaus, 7 miles. And he said, what are you talking? All negative. All sad story. Can't you talk something good, positive? God's people, praying people who are walking with God, always will be very positive.
Amen.
You may have a problem. We have challenges, we have failures, but we positive. Because in our sadness, the Bible says, when they were sad, Jesus was walking with them. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
If you have a big problem, you have a big challenge in your life, right now sitting here, I tell you, God is walking with you.
Amen.
God is walking with your problem.
Amen.
God is walking with your sadness. God is walking with your tears. God is walking with your failures. Now is the time. Today, He's walking with you. Because you say, I have lost everything. Today, you say, I have nowhere. That means God is walking with you. The Bible says, He was walking with them. The two disciples were disappointed like you. They had a big dream and expectations. That's why they left everything, walked with Jesus. But now they said, you know, they're disappointed. We trusted Him. We thought He is the Messiah. He is going to be the king. And we are going to be part of the kingdom. No, He died. I tell you, that is not the end of His story.
Amen.
This is the beginning of His story. Our end is the beginning for God. Say amen.
Amen.
Our end is the beginning for God. They thought that is the end. But somebody walked with Him and said, this is the new beginning.
Amen.
Praise God. You Sister, why are you sad? Why are you talking negative things? Why are you talking about the disappointment and failures and about your past all the time? You have a story, next one coming. The glory of the latter temple will be much more than the former temple. You will see my glory. You will see my peace. Receive it. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen. Don't talk about the past, but think of the future. I am with you. I am walking with you. In all your weakness, in all your trouble and failure, I am walking with you. I am with you. The Bible says, when they went to Emmaus, and then when he began to break the bread, and began to take the word, and say, and something happened. They said, wow, when we began to tell the sad story, and when he began to talk to us, he was walking and talking, and our heart was burning. Come on, clap your hands. So healing is not in Emmaus, healing is on the way.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Healing is not in the church, healing in the street.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Somebody come from the last bench. You, here. Yeah, brother? Yes. Healing is not inside in the building. Healing is in the street. Healing power coming from you in the street. You will see the people healed. Right now, you can see the sickness, red sickness. The cars will be just waiting, and there you stand, and they will be healed. You may not understand, but I tell you, receive the anointing. You will see the language anointing. You will have the interpretation power in the names of Pentecost day. You will see the anointing. When you speak out, people different language will hear you. It's a power, it's not the language. In the name of Jesus, God is going to release you different language people. Healing and saving. Healing and saving. Healing, deliverance and saving. This is your call. A street call. On the way, people will be healed. Will be healed. On the way, people will be healed. I tell you, on the way, people will be healed. It's you, it's you, it's you, it's you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Healing, deliverance and salvation. Healing, deliverance and salvation. On the street, it's going to happen in Jesus' name. Say amen. This is a time of revival. When the revival comes, don't wait for miracles happening in the churches, in the meetings and the conferences. It's on the way. It's on the streets. And it's in the marketplace. Even the shopping mall, healing will take place. When you go for buying the vegetables, and people say, something is happening. Who are you? Then they know you have a fire. You have a fire. Amen. On the way. When they were on the way, they were speaking. Jesus was walking. There was a fire. They were burned. What was burned? The burning of the past. The burning of the negativity. The burning of the failure. The burning of the disappointment. Receive it in the name of Jesus right now. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. I tell you, sister, you started from Los Angeles. That time itself, you were healed. Not today. Not here. On the way, the Holy Spirit came in your car. Even when you were driving, I saw the shaking happening in that place. That's already happening on the way. Right now, the power and the healing is not just somebody just calling you to anointing to be a pastor. But when you're driving, you become a pastor. Say amen. Say amen. 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 You will become a minister. You will see you will become a minister. Because your anointing, your calling is not just come to church, but even driving, even walking in the street, in the community, you will become like a street minister. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Fire will go. Go to the streets. Go to the communities. That is a new ministry God is calling. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Are you excited today?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Burning.
Yes.
Burning. That's what we see in Exodus chapter 2 when Moses was on the bush When God said, he was so excited to see the fire. He said, wow, something happening in the wilderness. I want to see. He ran, but he didn't know the fire is not to burn the bushes or burn the mountain or the trees. The fire is to burn you and me.
Amen.
Amen. He just wanted to have some fun. Wow, this looks so good. So you want to come to the church for fun? No way. When you come in sex, it's a fun. But when you get out, you are a missionary. Amen. 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 This happens to many young people today. Who is that one? Are you here or online? God is speaking to you. No more fun. No more fun. God is speaking to you right now. Give your life to Jesus. Give your life to Jesus. God knows you where you stand. Young man, young woman, right now. I'm speaking to your heart right now. You want to go away. Already you moved your family. You moved away from your family. Now you are so desperate. You are going into the wrong friendship with the drug, right? First time you are taken, I tell you, stop it. Somebody, you already moved out of your house, and your friend has given something, you don't know what it is, but that's a drug. It's a beginning. But God is speaking to you. I know you are in the room, you are listening. Right now, God is speaking to you, no more drugs. If you drink this water, you will thirst again. But if you drink the water that I give to you, no more.
Amen.
You will thirst no more. I will give you living water. Somebody here, a parent crying out, you know what's happening with your son. He said, I'm afraid of my son. Something is happening. He's changed. Something happening. But you are praying for your son. I see your prayer is a protection shield. Your son will be holy. Your son will be holy. Receive this word. Your son will be completely cut off from that environment and the friendship. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid. Don't be scared. God knows your prayer. Your prayer all the time holy. My family should be holy. My children should be holy. This is your prayer. God answers your prayer. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is speaking to the young generation, be holy.
Amen.
Be holy. Your entertainment is over. Come on, young man. This is the time for God. This is the fun time for your future. This is a time of transition. Come to the Lord. God is speaking to you, young man. Young woman, receive this message. You don't listen to your mother, right? You don't want to take up a phone call from your mom. Are you the one? You are so good, you're loving to your mom. But this month, why don't you pick up that phone? God is speaking to you. Come on, call your mom. Call your dad. I know somebody is there. You know how much God loves you. It's not your strength. You have seen the favor of God many years. But now you don't want to pick up your mom's phone. Come on. Take up the phone. Talk to your mom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is speaking to you. Because you are lonely. Nobody will come like your mom. Don't run after your people. But your mom is the best one in your life.
Amen.
Your mom. Call her. Mom, I miss you. Come on. Take up the phone. Call your mom and say, I miss you, mom. I'm telling you for somebody. This is happening right to you. Young person, you cannot leave your mom. Your mom's heart is so pure, so holy. You don't know how much she cries for you. God is speaking to you right now. Come back home. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Chain is broken. Chain is broken. Your son will come back because the Father is waiting. When will my son come back? He's a father. He's burning with the love. You may go out, but not the father. But the father has such a passion, love for you. The young generation. God's heart for the young generation. I'm so feel so burdened for the churches. We are losing our children, the young people. But God is speaking to me. Let the parents rise up and cry out for the young generation. I will bring them back to the church. Bring them back into God's kingdom. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
This is the right time, everyone. When you come to the church, pray for children. Pray for the young people. We need the next generation. God needs the young people. The fire is coming through the next generation. The revival is coming through the fatherless generation. Young man, young woman, you are going to bring the fire. It's you. It's you. It's you. Don't say, I am a bad person. I am not a good person. I'm going the wrong way. Don't say that. But you are chosen by God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God loves you. It's the time. God is such a fire. But He wants somebody to shake it. Shake the Father's car. This man keeps on shaking, touching, knocking the door. But finally, then the man came back and said, the friend said, why are you disturbing me? God loves your disturbance. He loves you. Again, again, again. And he said, okay. Even though my time has not come, because you disturbed me too much, okay, take the break, go. Amen.
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 I always, you know, I always love my wife. Always crying, crying. In my family, you know, I'm a different person. I pray very quietly, even morning, even the bed. See? Even this morning, 2 hours. I know 4 o'clock, even some 3 o'clock. In my bed, always, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you. This is my pattern of life, prayer life. My wife, oh my God. And then she will tell me, you don't pray? Oh, my God, you don't pray? I love that. Because each one has their own anointing. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Then I say very quietly, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And even I take my, you know, blanket. I don't want my wife to see me, hear me. Put the finger and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. She kept up from the bed, kneeled down, shikarabaraba, shikarabaraba, shikarabaraba. Anointing? Anointing? I tell you, wow, what a power. Shake. Shaking. Wow. It's a big disturbance for me. I say all the time, even when you come for a dining table, shikabarama. Even go to the kitchen, shikabarama. I tell you, what is that? Disturbance? God loves that anointing. It is not a disturbance, it's an anointing. I tell you, amazing. I'm asking only one thing. Cry out to God, shout to God. Don't look at people. Just look at Him. Just every day I have, okay? Every day I have a miracle happen. Yesterday, I told my wife, because God told me to start 2 things. One for the prostitute kids. Another one is a temple prostitute. So 2 rescue ministry I started. Then I felt like they need a home. They need a place. Not rented anymore. Like, so I told her, go and buy the property. My wife said, you always come say, buy this, buy this. That is the money. And then like buy is not like a $10,000, $5,000. Always like a $500,000, $1 million. Can you believe it? I always say, go, buy it. It's a time. They need it. The camp yesterday, 1 week children were busy, but I told her. And then they finished the camp, so fire. But her heart now started. Camp is over. Now her mind, buy the property. Where is the money? So last night she was so bored. Now, in the camp, I was so good. Children were praying, worshipping. I never thought, now camp is over. Now, my all my day, money. Where can I go to money? She was so disturbed. This morning, I got up. I knelt down. Can you believe it? Because my wife said, I'm so disturbed. Because you told me buy the prophet. I have no money. How can I buy this big, what you want to buy is big money. I knelt down. Can you believe me? After 1 hour, I said, see my mobile. Somebody sent there, excited that big money. I told my wife, got the big money. Who is that person? I don't know. Wow. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Brothers and sisters, receive this message. God can do it.
Amen.
God will do it. God, I told her, this is from God. We have to bless these children. They are all along prostitutes. No, more than 500 years, they are all prostitutes. First time, they are rescued, transformed. They need good education. They need a good place. We have to get a good property. But where is the money? That's not my problem. I pray, he pay. Come on, say it. I pray, you pay. Come on, say, I pray, you pay. Amen. That's all very simple. Only one R is missing, right? Pay. Something inside you put R, pray. You got it. Pray. Because I know you got, I'm a dreamer, I'm a missionary, but you are a praying person. Come on, you pray. You will get it. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That is a power of prayer. Prayer is a fire, fire, fire. When you come before God, come with you, see the fire. When Solomon started thanking God, he started sacrifice and went to the heaven, the fire started coming down. Say amen. Say amen. That's what I say. The fire will come, the rainbow will come.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Amen. Fire will come, rainbow also will come. Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fire. Burning fire. Burning. When the burning came, it began to burn Moses. What burning? He said, the place where you're standing is a holy ground. It's holy. That means you are past, you are hurt. And homeless, the spirit of homeless, the spirit of criminal guilt in you will be healed completely. Remove your sandal. Sandal means you have so many negative spirits in you. Remove it. You cannot remove by your power, but with the power of the holiness, Holy Spirit, you can be completely free. Say amen.
Amen.
Today, God is healing you. All the hurts, all the rejection, all the wounds, all the condemnation, all the guilt in you. Today, God is healing you. God is healing you. All the time you are thinking about your past. All the time like Egyptian carrying Egypt in them all the time. Even though God delivered them, even walking through the wilderness and the Red Sea, again they were always thinking of the Egypt. When we were in Egypt, God gave us cucumber, onion. They began to speak of small things. And then God said, I'm going to heal you completely. No more complaining. No more murmuring spirit. No more negative spirit. I'm healing you completely. But you have to walk through the wilderness. You will be healed. What you can reach in 3 months' time, I'm going to take you 38 years to run the world to heal you. Change your attitude and believe the Lord. Trust the Lord completely. 38 years. Can you believe it? Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
Roundabout. Why God takes roundabout? Because God wants to do something in our life. Change our attitude. No more my power. No more my capacity. No more my education. No more my finance, big money. No more. No more. I will take wrong. Somebody, you think you lost your job, you close your company? No way. You are going to start again. Say amen.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
But I tell you, these days, God is healing you. God is speaking to you. I'm going to give you new opening, new door, new venture. It's no more you. It's me. It's me. It's me. I'm your holy God. I'm your God. I'm going to do for you. But this time will be better than the previous one. Say amen. Say amen. But this time, change your attitude. Burning. Burning is the burning of the past. But God gives you new fire for the future. It's a holy. It's a holy. It's a holy. Amen. Amen. So the fire is always for healing people. Healing the past. Heal from your depression, fear, anxiety. I see so many people after COVID, fear, depression, hopelessness, uncertainty, anxiety. Today is the last day. Today no more. No more fear. Today is the last day. Don't wait for the next month. Now, spirit of freedom is coming upon you. Because this is the time of Pentecost. No more fear. No more hiding. No more loneliness. Go. Get out. Start. Step out. Start. You see what God is going to do. The same thing which you thought failure is going to be success. Same thing. Same people who made a big problem, they will come back to you. Totally changed. Say amen.
Amen.
Burning. 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 Burning passion. It's called passion. I see today, the people today, once they were trash, you know, God is speaking to me about revival through fatherless generation. That means who never seen the Father's love. In other words, they are like a drug addicts, prostitutes, they are like a garbage, trash. Now they are going to be a part of the revival. Can you believe it? I believe it. This is my message for me, and today it's happening. The burning, the revival is coming from those people. If you are broken, if you say, I'm weak, I'm coming from the divorced families, and I have never seen a real family in my life, and heavy losses in my business, today I tell you, you are the one. Your God is the that chosen you. You are the one in the point of this new beginning. Say amen. God needs you. God wants you. God is chosen you. Say amen. Say amen. You know, recently I was in because I saw the news in the newspaper, 600 kids were kind of kidnapped in India. So that means they say usually if so many hundreds kidnapped, that means kidney sale or for a sex trade. My heart was so, I could not. It's kind of burning. The burden becomes a burning. I saw when I read the message, it's a burden. I started out, it's a burning. When you receive a message, it is a burden, like a Nehemiah. When you heard, the walls are broken, the gates are burned with fire in Jerusalem, receive the burden. But when he stepped out, it became a fire. So, I just moved out. I just took the flight and went. And began to ask our Lord. I don't know what it is, but I say, I'm going. Lord, send me. Lord, send me. Support me. I want to go. I don't want to send my co-workers and friends to go. No, I want to go. I went. I was in the hotel praying, Lord, where is this? What is this? And what do you want me to do? God wants you, not listening to message. God wants you, like Isaiah, Lord send me. Like Nehemiah, God is calling him, Lord send me. Me. God told me, you go first. Thank you, Jesus. I obeyed. I went there. I saw the kids. Wow.
very painful. Then God told me to start this ministry. So we started. And then recently I went there. When I went, it's a four worship Sunday. I was preaching in all the four meeting worship. And in one worship, I saw the worship was so powerful, so anointed, all young girls. Then the pastor said, you know what, these girls? These are the girls we saved them from the prostitution and gave a house. They are worshippers. Wow. Can you believe it? They are worshippers. I see them. I saw the other, all the three worship, all the IT people, you know, all IAs we call, the administrator, they all top people. But this worship, so different, crying. When they were worshipping, I saw people crying. Then I know this generation is called for revival. But I tell you, these young girls, age 12 to 17, kidnapped, taken from prostitution. But we rescued them. We got home, and they are rescued. They are very safe. But today they love the Lord. And I never expected they are all worshippers. Now I started the second ministry before I came. Other young girls going for dance and prostitution. I rescued them. And I give them, teach them again. Music, songs, or, you know, they are dances for God. They dance for Jesus. They are Samaritan women. No more in Samaria or at mountain, but in Jerusalem now is God. This is the fire. God is speaking to you. Today they may look like a trash, but tomorrow they will be a treasure. Your sons and daughters look like a trash, look like a waste, but I tell you, they will be the treasures. But what they need in between is a fire, burning fire. God is releasing thy fire upon you. Father, I just pray right now for the holy presence. Holy fire. Come upon this church. Come upon the people all who are here and listening this message, God. I just pray today, if anyone is starting a prayer room, opening a prayer room in their house, I just pray I see the heaven open. And the glory of the Lord coming into their house, in the family, in their own floor, one room. I see your presence is there coming. I see the vision and the dream there. I see in their house, they have a house of prayer. And even in the business office, I see, Father, the working place, there is one room mainly for you. I see the power. I see something happening in the whole company. It's because of that power, upper room. Upper room. That is the time of Pentecost. I release today, every church, every ministry, have the upper room anointing. People come together, pray together, seek your face, receive a power and anointing. I release here, Father, when they go back home, they will open house of prayer. They will transform their office into the house of prayer. I release, Father, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I pray all the fathers and mothers become spiritual parents to pray for their children. And pray for the orphans and fatherless generation. I pray everyone in this church receive the burden for the next generation, Father, young people. I pray, God, whenever they come, they will cry out for the young people, their own children. Thank you, Father. We need that because you need. You love this generation, Father. And America needs young people, Father. And every family needs young people, God. Every ministry needs young people. But today you said there are thousands of teachers. Where are the fathers? Where are the mothers? And today I see so many people, fathers and mothers, receive anointing. Receive the burden. Receive the fire. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fire, prayer, fire coming upon you. Prayer, fire coming upon your family. Is coming upon the ministry and the church. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. It's a fire. It's a breakthrough fire. It's not just a breaking, but a breakthrough. It's a breakthrough. Breakthrough. The fire is for breakthrough. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So I encourage you, next time when I come, I want to have, you know, the main call is to push your parents. Every week, gather together, maybe on Sunday or Saturday, pray together. Number one, to pray for you. We will send you, we'll connect with you again, with the children. Now you are getting the pictures from other nations, 7 pictures, but all, so you, the call of children also pray. First, pray for your own children. Number two, pray for one more child from outside. And also pray for revival of America. That is the call of the Children's House of Prayer. So I believe more spiritual parents will join. So next time I come, yes, I also do the preaching, but also I will have a special meeting for the spiritual parents. Amen.
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 Amen. So if you want me to come back, I want more spiritual parents to come here. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Amen.